In the studio, I've got Jasmine. Good morning.
Morena, Aaron.
So we haven't talked environment centre issues with you for quite a while,
no,
actually.
No, we really haven't, yeah. So a couple of things I just wanted to bring up before I list off all the six events that that are happening.
Yeah.
We've just come and hit seal season.
Right.
Well, actually, it starts from May. It's a bit earlier than they used to think it was.
I saw someone put a photo on Facebook. Maybe it was on the notice board. I don't know. I saw a brief glimpse of a young seal.
It looked like a new pup to me. Mm-hmm. Like very new, newly born. I'm not an expert. I just want to clarify. This is just through my experience with the Environment Centre for over the years and reading up about stuff. It did look new to me. It looked like a newborn pup.
A little bit draggled.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, it's pretty rough when you've just been born. Those first few days are
pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People were worried it looked like afterbirth on the fin, blood, but it could have been afterbirth, you know.
Right.
I think that Doc or somebody may have come to check it out. I'm not sure. But I think it's really important for people to be aware. So seals aren't endangered.
Yeah.
And Doc very much tries to take a hands-off approach when it comes to wild animals in nature, that it's not our place to just step in and rescue everything.
Yeah.
And part of the process of pups weaning is actually they're very, very adventurous, and they like to explore all their surroundings, so they will go exploring and traveling, and it's just natural for them to do that. So
we don't want to be micromanaging their pups.
No, that's right. We're in their environment. I think it's really important to remember that we are in their environment. They're not in our environment.
No helicopter parenting for wildlife, please.
Yeah, and so the other thing is that people get worried that they're sick. That's actually the snotty nose and the sneezing and all of that is natural. It's completely normal.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that they're sick.
Right.
So don't freak out if you see a seal doing that. It's normal.
By the same token, keep the dogs on a leash too.
Oh, yes, because that's actually one of the biggest contributors to injured seals is actually dog attacks.
Yeah.
And it happens on this coast as well. We have had a couple of incidents where dogs in Whangaroa have attacked seals on the beach.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we also know that there's a lot of nesting going on at the moment as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've just hit, we're in oi breeding season.
Yeah. And penguins as well.
And penguins, that's right. Yeah. That's what the last science night was about the little blue penguin.
Yeah.
So we're in breeding season for a lot of native animals, and so dog owners. I've got a dog, so please be really mindful about keeping your dogs away. Don't let them just go exploring in the dunes. And the dunes, you know, like we've got to protect the dunes as well. So So anyway, the only reason I would call Doc because Doc will, if you ring Doc about a seal, and just talk about any of the, like, especially like seals will travel inland. They can travel inland quite far, but usually that's via stream, right? So they can get back to the water. Don't freak out. It's if they're in a road and they're not moving, or they look definitely 100% injured, or there's people or dogs bothering a seal, then you should call Doc. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, let them roam around a bit.
Yeah. And another thing is, and then I just want to move on to, I don't know if people have checked out the exhibition at the museum yet.
I saw a poster on the outside wall yesterday.
Yeah. There's a really cool exhibition that they've done in there, just showcasing all of the different organisations and groups and businesses that have put the climate, the environment.
The poster on the outside is a completely different exhibition.
Oh. Oh, no, there's a few different exhibitions.
Right, okay.
They don't hold just one exhibition.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
I
was wondering why you wanted to talk about the old buildings. Yeah.
No, maybe you should get the museum in to talk about their exhibitions.
Maybe we should haul them in front of a microphone.
Haul them in front of a mic, Yeah, it's fascinating. There's lots going on there.
Yeah.
But there is one that where they're just showcasing what different organisations and businesses are doing towards their part to protect our environment. So that's like, you know, around reusables and all types of stuff. So you got like the Environment Centre, and you've got Extreme Zero Waste, but you've also got businesses like Workshop and Dreamview, and yeah it's quite a lot. It's really
all the
cool
stuff they're doing. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Right, and then we've got. I'll just quickly say if anyone wants to know what's happening with Extreme and WEC around events, yeah. The best place to go is actually onto our website, the whaingaroa.org.nz. That's the best place to go, and you'll see a tab that says events, and you can click on there and you can just look at it. You can also go to our Facebook page as well. But we have got the Repair Cafe is this Saturday.
Is it this
yes,
Saturday?
It's the second Saturday of every month, yes. At Stewart Street Hall. Starts at 10 o'clock. It runs until 12. But they stop taking items at 11:30 because they need to start wrapping things up from 11:30 and working on the
half
last
an hour
items.
To fix them.
Yep. And last month they repaired 46 household items.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many repairers have you got?
Oh, gosh. It changes every month, but roughly around 15, like, repairers, 10 to 15. And that's electrical, general household goods, lots of mending and sewing as well. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. Yep. Nothing was sent to landfill. I think there were a few items that weren't repaired, but they were repairable. Like, for example, I actually took a freestanding, like, tall lamp, vintage lamp, you know, the wooden ones?
Yes.
That needed part of the attachment where the light goes in had just come loose or had broken, and they looked at that and they couldn't fix it on the spot because it needed parts, but they told me how to do it. So that was really cool. So that is this Saturday at 10 o'clock down at Stewart Street Hall. And then we have also got coming up on this Tuesday is the Weenera Street Community Garden Working Bee, and that's always the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday of each month, starting at 3 p.m. And then
which building is that behind?
Behind the
police station. Yeah.
Yep. So you just walk down Weenera Street, and just before the police station, actually, there's a grass like a driveway that isn't cemented or anything, and you can walk down the back of that.
Mm. Okay. Alrighty.
And then we have got on the Thursday, the 15th of August, there is a event being put on for anyone interested in land sharing to grow food together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. So that's actually for, it's like landowners with spare space or aspiring food growers.
Now, is there already a group doing this?
There
already?
Is, yeah, very successfully. A group that's been going for over a year now, out towards Te Uku.
I think Naranoa was talking about that yesterday when I had her in the studio.
Yeah.
She's part of that.
The Economist actually did an article on it.
The Economist. About the concept.
This particular project.
Oh, the Overseas Economist magazine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, because it's just such a great concept.
So it's a collection of people working together on the same piece of land to produce food.
So it's people who are land who've got spare land, like farmers, for example.
You need that.
Lifestyle
block. First of all, you need that. Yep.
Yep. So somebody who's got unused land can allocate a plot for people who want to get together and grow food on a larger scale than just a little backyard garden, or people, for example, renters who might not be able to actually sustain a garden long term, or people who don't have the space. And also, it's if you live by yourself, it's really hard work trying to maintain a garden by yourself.
And it's fun as well, I imagine.
It's not as fun, yeah. So the one by Te Uku was actually, I think it was 14 different households, and they had such a rewarding experience that they're keeping going, and it was really, really productive.
Right.
Mm. Yep. They produced a lot of food. They focused on just a few different types of vegetable as well. I think it was there was a pumpkin variety and kumara.
Yeah, maybe? And I think they're talking about onions now based on my conversation yesterday.
So that this information evening is for landowners and people interested in joining that, because we've had so many people wanting to join that first group.
Right, okay, that's interesting.
So that was like the trial phase, right?
Yeah.
And it was just incredible. And lots of people got in contact when they heard about it wanting to join in. But, of course, it's already a group.
Yeah, you can't just keep piling people in there.
And there's also the other thing that people don't realise is there's an MOU put in place at the start between the landowner and the group.
Yeah,
so that's so the Whangarei Environment Centre facilitates that whole process. Yeah.
Just gives it a bit of structure.
Exactly. It's really important.
What your expectations on each side are.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep, yep. So a memorandum of understanding's written up, which everyone agrees to and signs. But, yeah, so this event is basically for anyone really interested in this process. So you get to meet the locals who were involved with that first one and the landowner and just find out so we're just trying to create more of those.
Okay, so say when and where again, because we talked for quite a while about that.
Sure. Hang on, I just have to move my
page. Scroll. Yeah.
Yeah, bear with me. So it is Thursday the 15th of August. It starts at 6 o'clock and it goes until 8:30.
Okay.
And that is going to be at the... Oh, so you need to register for this one to find out where it is. I think it might be
somebody's house, probably.
It might even be at the site, the first site. I don't know. Yeah. But you want to register for that one. So
somewhere private.
Yep. So you can go to our website or to our Facebook page to find out more, or just email. Actually, you can just email Tanya Ashman, who runs our food security project. So her email is tanya@whangaroa.org.nz.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and then we have got another event coming up on Saturday the 17th of August from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. That's going to be at the Raglan Community House in the basement.
Yeah.
And it's called Seed Swap and Share. And it is exactly what it sounds like.
So
it's an afternoon celebrating local food and seeds. And so that's seed swapping and sharing.
Will people have time now if they've got a fruit or vegetable with seeds in it? Will they have time between now and then to dry them out, get them out of the fruit or vegetables, and do the process? Which I don't know how to explain because I don't know.
Well, this is the beauty of this event, is you can learn about it.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. Okay, yep.
So that's I think there's going to be swap the seed exchange. So it's ideally for people who have already got seeds already, and then an afternoon tea. But it's also like for people who maybe want to learn about that as well.
Okay.
Yep. Right. And then we have got a Time Bank coffee meetup this Friday 30th of August from 10:30. That's over at Orca.
Do you have to be a member first?
Not to go to the coffee meetup, because you might want to learn about Time Bank.
Okay, that's a good place to do it.
So Time Bank curious people, maybe.
Right.
But it's a really good opportunity for Time Bank members to catch up together and find out what's been happening, what's happening at the same time. So, yeah.
All right.
And then we have got another event, which is actually separate from the Whangarei Environment Centre, but I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about it as Community Energy Whangarei.
Okay.
So we've got another event. We just had the Healthy Homes event, Home Sweet Home, and that had a really good turnout, and it was really...
It was like a workshop evening or something, on how to help
got
your home.
Amazing feedback on that as well. People took a lot away from that. Yeah, it was really, really positive. Now we have got... we've got a couple of... home performance advisors now. We've got home performance advisor Denise Twentyman, who also works at the community house, and we've got an energy mentor, Christy Lawson, who I think is involved in a show, or her partner Davian has a show. And so this is a two-part workshop. So part one is about you bring your a recent energy bill along to the workshop, And that's part of talking about ways to bring your power bill down and also make your home warmer. And you go away and experiment a bit, I think. And then the second part, which is at a slightly, which will be in September, you come back. Oh, and in that first part, because part of this whole process is getting, you're receiving up to $100 worth of resources and products. And so that first part, you're going through what those options are and picking them out based on what you might need at home. And then part two is going back to review everything, and also the items that were picked out in that first workshop are going to be, you'll be able to pick them up at the same time.
Okay.
So you need to register for this because they can only, the numbers are limited to 15 participants, but you can register online by going to, I'm just going to be making the event live in the next couple of hours, like this morning.
Okay, yep.
So you'll be able to go to the Community Energy Facebook page, which is, just search in the search bar, Community Energy Whangaroa, you'll find it.
Yeah.
And then they've also got a website, which is www.cewh.nz.
Okay.
And if you go to the events page, you'll see the event there live today.
Okay, and that event's happening when?
That is going to be happening. The first workshop will be on Sunday, the 18th of August, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. And then the second one will be a few weeks later. But I think they're going to make sure everyone agrees on the follow-up workshop.
Okay.
At that first one.
And I know that they're trying to train some more people up, and they were looking for a couple of houses for people to train on if people wanted some.
Yeah, it might be a good idea to get Tanya or Jody in to discuss all of that further, actually.
They sent me the messaging about it, and I put it out in the news bulletin and talked about it, but I was just wondering if they had found the houses yet.
I don't know,
just looking for a couple of people to volunteer their houses to train up some energy advisors, or if you've got two houses and just one person can volunteer both of them.
Yeah. Yep.
Whatever works. We'll be fine. So, yeah. So that's Community Energy Whangaroa.
Yeah.
Which you can search, as we've just discussed.
Yeah. And if you want to know about any of those events, you can go to whangaroa.org.nz or cewh.nz.
Okay. Cool.
Lovely.
And that's everything with the Environment Centre at the moment?
Yes.
I was thinking it was a quiet time of year, but that's actually quite a few things.
We're not often quiet, to be honest, Aaron.
No. It's just because my door's closed all the time when I'm in the studio because it's cold.
Yeah.
Though I don't notice so much going on over there. But you guys normally open, doors open at the Environment Centre in the afternoons most days?
Yes, we're open. Well, we're potentially going to be reducing our hours a little bit. Not sure. But we are, at the moment, we're open Tuesday to Friday from 12 midday until 3 p.m.
Okay.
So that's the Tall Library and the Environment Centre. And then we have VIDA opening up on a Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people can drop in for Tall Library and find out about the Environment Centre.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I do have a song.
Oh, you want to play it?
What song?
Yeah, just tell me and I'll quickly search it up.
Yep. So it's actually a Snoop Dogg song.
Okay. What's the language?
No, did you know that Snoop Dogg has got a kids album?
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it's really good.
He's such an interesting character.
Yeah, and also what I really love about it is, like Stella and I at home, my daughter Stella, who's 13, like on the weekends if we're doing housework or something, she'll be like, "Mom, can you put on Snoop Dogg?" And she doesn't mean like OG Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She meant just because, and even my friends, like I play this song to my friends sometimes as well, because it's just so awesome. I love it.
So what's the name of it?
It is, just bear with me for a sec.
We've been offered Snoop Dogg Olympics. I know he and Kevin Hart have been doing some interesting, he's actually becoming like this iconic family-friendly guy in some ways. How are we doing? Jasmine's just doing a search.
Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
It's inspiration. Is it, if you Google?
Inspiration quotes or speech or just?
It's kids. Are you looking it up on YouTube?
Yeah. Do you want me to do it on Spotify?
Inspiration Kids.
Inspiration Kids. That was just the first, that was the screen that was open.
Ah, okay, so, right. Believe in yourself. That's believe in yourself. The affirmation song.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really cool.
This is the
I
film song. There's a minute song and a 2 minute one.
Oh,
this
no,
is
that might be too much then, eh? I don't know. It doesn't sound like a normal kids song. I mean, it does, but I'm like I don't usually like kids songs or kids shows or anything, but I just find it so insane that it's Snoop Dogg singing a song about inspiration.
Okay, let's go.
I think it's hilarious. Let's go. Go here for it. I'll just...
Yeah! Wow, wow, wow.
Affirmations are positive statements that help us to challenge and overcome. When you're not feeling good and have negative thoughts, so repeat after me. Come on, everyone. There is no one better to be than myself.
There is no one better to be than myself.
Today is going to be an amazing day.
Today is going to be an amazing day.
My feelings matter.
My feelings matter.
I get better every single day.
I get better every single day.
I choose to feel happy.
I choose to feel happy.
My family loves me so much.
My family loves me so much.
I care about others.
I care about others.
I learn from my mistakes.
I learn from my mistakes.
Affirmations are fun and cool. They help us heal and they help us grow. If you love to learn and want to keep feeling good, let's say some more. Follow me, let's go. I am responsible.
I am responsible.
I get better every single day.
I get better every single day.
I'm surrounded by love.
I'm surrounded by love.
Every problem has an answer.
Every problem has an answer.
I deserve to feel good.
I deserve to feel good.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
I control my own happiness.
I control my own happiness.
Now we know some new affirmations that we can choose and learn to say. So next time you need a little inspiration to help you have more of a positive day. Affirmations. Affirmations.